It appears that the first was Kilwinning Cross Lodge down at Port Royal. They went to the Grand Lodge of Scotland and got a charter in 1755. So by 1758, the brethren here at Fredericksburg decided that it would be expedient for them to do so as well.
And that's the actual charter that's upstairs in the room I've just seen?
The original that dates to 1758.
And so was George Washington then a Scottish Freemason?
I think it could be said that he was a Scottish Freemason in that the majority of the individuals that he was meeting with and who conferred the degrees on him were Scots. The only thing that we can say with certainty is there appears to have been a great deal more conviviality at the time. We'd like to think that the libations occurred afterwards, but we can't say for certain.
It sounds like our imbibing traditions took root in America, and so did Masonic reels like the Mason's Apron. Robert Burns had this tune in his head when he proclaimed, "There's many a badge that's unca braw, wi' ribbon, lace and tape on. Let kings and princes wear them a', gie me the Maister's Apron."
Well, of course, take some of the wonderful reel, the Mason's Apron, and Hey Ho, the Merry Masons Come Dancing Along. These songs and dancing music, they were written in the 18th century on the very fact that everybody knew who the Mason was.
Lord Elgin, the songs, music, poetry and conviviality of the harmony were part of the cultural legacy of Freemasonry. But there was another crucial dimension to Scottish Freemasonry in particular that had a profound effect on American history.
I suspect that there would have been no other organization where individuals could have met on the floor, on the level, with individuals who may have been considerably higher in social rank than themselves. Of course, we still maintain that tradition of equality on the floor of Freemasonry, but at that time it would have been an exceptional thing.
We Scots pride ourselves in our egalitarian traditions. Do you think that was something that came out of that background?
Absolutely. I think it laid the groundwork, possibly, for the intellectual thought that went into the American Revolution, much of which was born here at Fredericksburg.